learning. Where are we up to? We're up to here in chapter Kuf Samach Zayin, 167, in the laws of breaking the bread, B'tzias HaPas. And we're up to chapter 18. And we're talking about one making a bracha for the other people if they are together, so they don't have to make each one a separate bracha. So you can make the motzi, and everybody else can say amen, and they eat, and they you say the and that's just as good as making your own bracha. He actually says today in subsection 18, "B'chol mokim shekviusa ma'ilas letzarfam lebracha achas," that whatever they're being together helps. In other words, so that they couldn't make, they're combined, so they couldn't make one bracha. It's actually a mitzvah she'echad mevarech l'kulam. It's a mitzvah for one to make the bracha. In other words, if one could make the bracha for everybody, it's the proper thing to do. Why? But lo kolech b'fnei atzmi. Not each one should make their own bracha. Mishum she'nemar, because the verse states in Mishle Yudalet Chav Ches, over there it says, b'roiv am hadras melech. The beauty of the king is when there's a lot of people. So you want to make a bracha to Hashem, you don't want to make it just one person. You want to do it in a combined way. If one is making a bracha and everybody is joining in his bracha together, that means that there's a lot of people together glorifying the king. That is the better way to do it.
Why can't, if one person can make a bracha for everyone?
Only in certain circumstances, we've learned.
Right.
Only if they're combining
this
together.
Yeah? Question. Why can't one person wash for everybody? Huh?
Why can't one person eat for everybody?
No, but you're saying
no, because each one is gonna touch the bread, so there's a separate reason.
No, you're saying like you wash your hands and then someone says the bracha for everybody. But I was just thinking, why can't sort of the same concept? One person washes his hands.
No, it's not the same thing. But by a bracha,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, but by a bracha, yeah. When you say the bracha. And they say amen, and they're having a mind, and you're having the mind of fulfillment, so that's as if they're saying the bracha.
Also,
they're saying amen. You can't say amen to wash your hand. Wash your hand is a physical thing, that your hands have to be clean, or it will be tummy.
Well,
it's not a bracha.
It's
not a bracha. They are permitted to set together, but they make up their mind that we're not going to be combined, as will be explained in Siman Reishut Gimel. So over there, in Sivvav. Okay, now Ulfigo Nocho Akshov Levorach Kolech Latzmi. He says now the tradition is to come. The custom is each one makes their own bracha. Mishum Shamoin Lo Hoyu Nizhorim Lasiach Meshmi Zabrach Latmiya Latima. Because the general people they weren't careful. They made the bracha and then they would be talking. They'd be schmoozing in between the bracha that he makes for the bread. They would be talking and. Therefore, that would be an interruption between the bracha and the eating. You shouldn't be talking there. So, therefore, lochein in higu levarech kol eged chad la'atzmi. So they made the tradition: each one makes your own bracha. So when you do the motzi, let's say, okay, and then you get the piece of bread, the piece of challah, everybody makes their own bracha. The kivah shenogu kein. Since this has become already the tradition, so it's as if they had specifically in mind when they did set up to sit together. That they're combining not to be together because the tradition is for each one to make their own bracha. And then they're exempt from this hidur. So it says it is okay for people to go ahead and make their own bracha. So that it's okay because that's become the tradition. So it's as if they made up lechatchila to begin with that they are not going to be combined and therefore each one can make their own bracha.
Why can't you talk after you wash your hands, because you can't separate that from the
eating. Bracha. That's correct. And also, but in this case, we would be talking about you're separating between making the bracha and eating of the bread. You have to. You're making a bracha
right,
for
so
for
you,
the bread.
As soon as
should
you
not
make,
be
you gotta get to eat
eaten. And if you're waiting, but it's okay to wait, but not to schmooze in the middle. Because sometimes you have to. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to wait. You know, till the guy cuts up the challah, things like that.
Yeah.
If you're waiting for that, it's okay. But you can't wait. You can't schmooze. You can't talk
right,
in the middle.
I get that.
All right, we'll do it. All right, one more. One more sif here, you test. B'nei chabura she'em b'neim balabais. What happens? You have a group of people. There's nobody, you're not at somebody's house. There's nobody, everybody equals. There's a bunch of people, a bunch of workers together. They decide we're going to have lunch, we're going to have a picnic or whatever. There's no balabais. Or you have a place where there's many head of households over there together. So Godel b'chochma shavemu abitzeya. So who is the one that gets to do the bracha? The one who is greatest in wisdom. That's not always clear, though. Mishum kavodah. Sometimes that's a challenge, you know. A lot of people think that they're smarter than others. So that would be a question. Or it is the one who's mostly qualified, will give permission to whoever he wishes. He says, you do it. If they're equals, and one of them is a Kohen, mitzvah lagdima, the mitzvah lagdima. So actually, he's only saying the Kohen only comes in if they're all equal. But if they're not equal, one is a greater chacham, then the chacham comes first.
How is that determined? That's the question.
Now, im Kohen hu amaretz, hu tamid chacham. But if there's a disparity, if the Kohen is an ignorant person, and the other person is a great chacham, tamid chacham, hu Kohen lo, he comes before him. The chacham comes before the Kohen Amoritz. V'asur l'chochem l'angdim es ha'aretz l'fon of derechoik u'mishpat kuhuna. It is prohibited, actually, for the Talmud Chochem to have the Kohen go for him as a rule for kuhuna. In other words, because that he, you know, in other words, because of the law requires it, he's a Kohen, he gets the first. You're not allowed to do that. Because he doesn't come before the Kohen. The Kohen doesn't come before the Talmud Chacham. Unless he gives him permission to bench first, not because he's a Kohen.
Why would the intellectual
be a Kohen? Because the Torah is more value even than a Kohen. But we're talking about, we're not talking. If they're comparable, it's different. But the Kohen Amor, it's meaning he's a totally not learned, and the other one is a learned. So the So if what happens, if the Kohen is also a learned person, Elosha Yisrael Godel Mimenu, but the Yisrael is greater than him, so he's a Talmud Chacham, but he's a greater Talmud Chacham. Toiv Lagdim La Hakohen. Then it's best that he comes before the Kohen. Aval ein chiyuv bedover. There's no obligation. In other words, when you have to get the Talmud Chacham first, if it's a Talmud Chacham versus an Am Haaretz, an ignorant versus a Talmud Chacham. But if you talk about one greater Talmud Chacham than the other one, then still the greater Talmud Chacham comes first, even though the other one is a Kohen. But there's no clear obligation if you want to give it to the Kohen. If you would have the Kohen come first before you, you'll have a long life. In other words, if you want to sort of give up you're going to prolong life. V'im yesh b'neim balabais. But if there is the balabas, you know, one of them is the head of the household, who koidem afil l'koyen tamid chacham, he comes before the tamid chacham. We're talking about, this is talking about specifically about the breaking of the bread. Why? Kidei sheyivtze b'ayin yofa, because he breaks the bread with a good eye. A person who is the owner of the house, he is the one that owns the bread. When he gives it with a, he should be making the bracha, not somebody else. Even though the kohen comes first from the Torah, how do we allow the balabas to do, because he gives with a good eye, because we have to have the kohen, it's a Torah command to give the kohen honor. We can assume that he probably forgoes his covet for the balabas. Bishul zeb.
Even if the balabai is not as smart as the kohen,
that doesn't matter. The balabais should come even against a kohen talmud chacham. He says he still comes first because he will give the better bread. So he says first of all, he says the kohen will probably be mochalim, will forgive him because he's the balabais. Second of all, if he doesn't forgive him, ain le kedima bevitzia neged balabais. He doesn't come first when it comes against the balabas. Why?
Because he's like the owner of the house. That would kind of be insulting.
But he wasn't in the house.
So he says, Sharabiyat habalabais, Slelitnale lechel klal. The owner of the house could not feed him at all. He said, you know, I don't have to give you. It's not one of the laws of the kohuna to feed the kohanim for free. This is not part of the laws. And even if he's hired by them, so he has to feed him, So he has, so ain't no mechuv didn't look on achshav. This is given now, right now, here, right now. Lachar zman again later. Makamach another place. Mashen kein. So this is when we talk about the first blessing, but when we talk about benching, it doesn't apply. Mashen kein bebrich samozin shekvar ochal. But there you already ate and already v'nischay bebrich samozin kulum yachad. And then he is obligated together with everybody else. You have to bench. Who koydem lekulam in emechlem? So he comes first. If he doesn't forgive, comes the kohen. He comes for everybody. So the benching you have to give to the kohen. However, if he wants to give honor to somebody who's the kohen,
that's only in his house.
No, that would be anywhere. But if he wants to give honor to somebody who's greater than him, he's allowed to the kohen. That's actually the custom for the kohen to allow a more respected person to do the benching. On the day of his wedding, he would be the first one to make the challah. The kohen, the chosen, will cut the challah. He comes first. At the chosen, he comes first, yeah?
So if you're balabai and then you have like a very distinguished rabbi for Shabbat or something, would you not give it to him to do the motzi?
He says no. He says you'd still do the motzi, he says. That's what he says. That's, I'm not sure about an exceptional distinguished rabbi.
Yeah,
you know,
saying like,
outstanding.
You know, you might be insulted.
Okay, in that case, you probably give it to him. But we're talking about ordinary, the most that are within the general crowd. He says that even if a balabas comes first, if he wishes to give honor to somebody greater than him, he's permitted. Okay. Also, we just said it. A chosen the day of his chosen, he comes first. Even though there is a koyin, you still the chosen comes first. Why? Since the meal is for him, and he has the ability to push it off. I mean, he's making. He says, "Oh, I'm not getting married." He has a choice. It's all because of him. So nobody comes before him. Chosen comes before him. The party is for the chosen. If the chosen, he is the one. Finally, umidas hanover he. The trait of humility is shav shebetziyu agodl. That even the one who is breaking, who's doing the betzia, is the greater one. He takes permission from the people. And he says, in the beginning, with permission from my teacher, from my masters and my teachers. That's an honorable way to say, kilu haim gedolim mimenu, as if they are greater than him. So you just sort of say, ulahem noel levorich, as if they should branch, and you're saying, bershus, you know, with your permission. And it's custom to get permission from the kohen. Say bershus hakohen, v'chein nochen shari mitzvah lagdimai. That's proper because the mitzvah is to come first. So you say bershus the kohen, but v'chein also the varv l'rishus. You're not allowed to bench without the rishus.
Why is the chassan so highly esteemed? Because it's
because of him.
Marriage is so
not because of marriage. Because he's considered the balabas of that meal. Because it's all because of him. It's his meal. Elaim came 1 second. Let me go to the man of chokhma. Unless the other person is greater in wisdom, then you don't have to say birshus. Just saying with permission doesn't help you if the kohen didn't give you permission. So he says, if he gives you permission, you still say birshus. So, but as somebody who's greater, Lamar, we didn't in Chabad we don't usually say this birshus with permission in the beginning by the breaking. We do in the bench. He says Bishus Morano Rabbanu Rabbeisa, which includes everybody. That's what we do before the benching. But we don't do by the cha, by the breaking. We don't interrupt.
My father loved that. He goes Bershut, and then he says a blessing.
The motzi.
Yeah.
All right. But that's what he says here in the Shulchan Aruch. In that case, actually, he doesn't have to say because he's the balabais. And you know, I know you're a bigger Talmud Chacham than your father, no, but you know,
no,
so you're right, but you're not a Kohen, so.